So here we are with Ian Maxwell from Spokes. Spokes Volunteer, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
How many of these bike breakfasts have you been to in your time?
Oh, decades worth of, and most of them have been freezing cold, even though it happens in mid-June. But today is the exception, and the sun is shining, the cyclists are happy, the politicians are willing to promise lots of things to us. happiness has broken out in Edinburgh City Chambers Quadrangle.
Excellent, and certainly all of the bacon rolls have been finished, I see.
Yep.
Of course, Edinburgh City Council recently made a historic commitment to spending 5% of their transport budget on active travel. What would Spokes like to see prioritised with that 5%? Because that's a nice chunk of money, isn't it?
Yeah, we'd like to see more people working on cycle schemes from the council, because even if you've got money to spend, if you haven't got people to do the work, it won't happen. And we'd like to see them build on the strategic approach in their active travel action plan. It's all very well putting in little bits of cycle route here and there, but what you need now in a city like Edinburgh is a comprehensive plan on how people are going to move about in the city centre and from the outskirts into the city centre, and that's got to be sustainable and be friendly for pedestrians and cyclists. Some bits of Edinburgh at the moment are a battleground because of the tram, and we need to come out of that conflict into a sort of period where it becomes far more attractive for walking and cycling in Edinburgh.
Is there any specific, is the city centre one of the,
yeah,
the key things?
Princes Street is going to be a key. If Princes Street becomes a peaceful and quiet and safe and friendly place for moving about, then we'll have had a massive gain out of it. And, trams, at least one benefit of trams is that they're quiet. What I think needs to be decided is how many buses are passing along Princes Street, whether you can reroute them, whether you can make Princes Street into more of a street for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So Princes Street is one issue. Any other things at the top of the shopping list?
Well, we need to see the 20 mile per hour experiment in the south of the city.
Yeah.
That needs to be fully implemented and monitored and build up the evidence as to what impact it has. And almost it's a win-win, because I think one of the concerns is that the bus company is saying, it'll slow our buses down, we can't operate them. What we need to see is either a significant reduction in speeds in the south of Edinburgh, which gives us all the gains in terms of safety, but show that that's not going to impact on things like bus transit times. If that doesn't work, then fair enough. But if we get that as an outcome from the experiment, that gives us a really strong case for making it Edinburgh-wide. And it's only when you make it Edinburgh-wide that it becomes really effective.
Uh-huh.
A small-scale 20-mile-per-hour zone is only marginally better than no zone.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a big zone where attitudes really shift, that's what we want.
Excellent. Okay. So thank you very much for speaking to me. That's marvellous. Brilliant.
Cheers.
Right.